It's the award-winning Gutter Show, your first of the week. No, it's not your first of the week. Oh, is it? I don't know. I don't even know what year it is anymore. God, God damn you, COVID. Anyway, it is the award-winning Gutter Show, though that we can be sure. John Gibbons is with me, Phil Blundell's with me, and Mo Stewart's with me. Now, we don't have a huge amount of live links because Liverpool seem very determined not to do any business this window. And as we speak, I think there's about 10 or 11 days left before it slams shut on, again, no January business. But what I do want to talk about is a number of things. We're going to come on to talk about the contractual situation in Liverpool with a number of stars beginning to talk about when they're going to get their new deals, not least of which Mr. Mo Salah. But I want to start off looking slightly ahead a window to the summer. As often with these January conversations, we always go, yeah, but of course, we won't sign fuck all in January, but it'll be really good in the summer because then we're going to sign Mbappe, Sancho, whoever. And then we get like a kid and go, well, yeah, it'd be better next summer. But anyway, the more I started thinking about this summer, the more I thought it's more confusing than ever because, I'll start with you on this one, Phil. It's more confusing than ever because of the last month. I think we've come accustomed, Phil, I think, to sort of thinking of Edwards, Klopp and the team around them as master forward planners. They can see what problems are on the horizon and they can tinker away and they can plan to bring in one to two players a year. They'll identify the right guy and they'll work with the agents and they will secure him when we're good and ready. That works whilst you remain very good and at the top of your game and the team is a real fantastic piece of work that only needs tweaking. But Liverpool have had this weird month, haven't they, where the wheels feel like they've come off. Now, they may come back on again quite quickly. I have to caveat with that. But I just want to talk about the sort of alternate reality where things don't get better. They get a bit worse. And we possibly finish anywhere from fourth to sixth, just because it's not impossible that that happens. Then this sort of perfect football team doesn't look so perfect anymore. And then they've got a very different job. And that makes forward planning quite hard, I would suggest.